How do you manage an uncomplicated boxer's fracture? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I'm asking our urgent care community, how do you manage an uncomplicated boxer's fracture? As I'm sure you all know, the boxer's fracture is a fracture through the neck of the fifth metacarpal, so named because the mechanism of injury is that of a clenched fist meeting a solid object at speed. It is probably more accurate to call this a bad boxer's fracture, because it is poor punching technique that leads to the accumulation of forces at the neck of the fifth metacarpal. People trained in the art of boxing, or any martial art for that matter, are instructed in the correct way to punch, such that the forces are dissipated down the forearm. Having said that, these injuries often occur during a fit of rage or a drunken brawl, so technique usually goes out the window. But properly trained boxers can still suffer this injury. In 2009, British heavyweight boxer David Hay fractured his right hand in a WBA World Championship fight against the Russian Nikolai Valuev, a fight he would go on and win, despite his injury. Interestingly, when you look at photos of Hay in the papers in the days after his win, his right hand has simple buddy taping to the right ring and index fingers. Whilst the papers do not report what type of fracture he had, a boxer's fracture would certainly be high up on my list of differentials. So it was with this picture in mind that I read a recent paper from the Annals of Emergency Medicine. It was published in the July issue this year, and it is titled, "Is Buddy Taping as Effective as Plaster Immobilization for Adults with an Uncomplicated Neck of Fifth Metacarpal Fracture? A Randomized Control Trial." It was authored by Richard Pellett et al. And was conducted at two public hospitals in Queensland, Australia. There is a link to the abstract in the show notes, and I would encourage you all to check out the paper if you can. So, uncomplicated fifth metacarpal fractures were defined in the paper as closed, minimally displaced, isolated, and with a fracture angulation of up to 70 degrees. Now, I must say, I've always been advised to consider up to 45 degrees as acceptable angulation, but the paper states 70 degrees was based on existing literature and orthopaedic team endorsement. Ortho Bullets have a table of degrees on their page, which is linked in the show notes, and they list 50 to 60 degrees as acceptable. The editor's summary within the paper states that plaster immobilization is a standard treatment within emergency departments for fifth metacarpal fractures. Certainly, this has been my experience, and Ortho Bullets and McRae's Practical Fracture Treatment 5th edition recommend immobilization in a cast with the metacarpophalangeal joint in 70 to 90 degrees of flexion, leaving the PIP joints free to move. I've also seen removable cobra precision splints be used, hand therapy thermoplastic splints, and also just simple buddy taping. But a Cochrane review in 2005 was unable to make a recommendation based on available literature, so the authors of this paper set out to see if they could find out if buddy taping was as effective as plaster casting. If it were, there are obvious benefits for both patient and clinicians in adopting this simpler technique. But as the paper mentions, these injuries happen in young people, whose hands are important to the workforce. Maintaining the functionality of these hands is the priority. So they excluded anyone under the age of 18 or over 70. Any open fractures, any rotational deformity, any comminution or intra-articular components, any tendon injury, anyone with more than one bone fractured, any injury over 1 week old, and any angulation over 70 degrees. So in other words, the nice, simple, uncomplicated boxer's fractures. They were then randomised into buddy taping of the ring and little fingers, or plaster casting. They were instructed to remain in this for 3 weeks and attend a fracture clinic follow-up. They were advised to return to work when able. The primary outcome was assessed at 12 weeks by a hand function assessment using a validated QuickDash questionnaire. They had 506 injuries, but 380 were excluded, leaving 126 for the study. In their conclusions, the study reports the same functional outcomes for both groups at the 12-week mark, and that the taping group returned to work sooner. Pain and satisfaction scores were similar. They state that buddy taping might be a reasonable treatment option for uncomplicated boxers fractures. So I'd be interested in your thoughts on this. How do you manage uncomplicated boxers fractures in your clinic? Do any of you already use simple buddy taping? What angles do you consider acceptable? Do any of you go as far as 70 degrees? And do any of you use hand therapy made splints for these injuries? Certainly, if, as this paper finds, buddy taping is as effective for pain, function and satisfaction as a cast, but gets people back to work earlier, it will save us time on a busy day and employers will be happier to get people back to work sooner. So let us know your thoughts via podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz or on the college Facebook page. This would also be a good paper to discuss amongst your peer groups. Now we'll be back next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.